Isabella Aronson. All right, now, Miss Aronson, you want to tell me about your home in Europe, what country it was, and whether it was a town or a city?
It was a city.
And the name of it was?
Araduk.
Araduk. And that was near?
Near Bialystok.
And did you live in a farm or
no,
in the village,
in
the town itself? And what kind of a house did you have?
Just like this.
Two-story?
Two-story.
And in your family, did you have any older brothers?
Yes, I have two older brothers.
And younger?
Two of them.
Two younger.
Mm-hmm.
Any sisters?
I have two older sisters.
Have any younger sisters?
No.
All right, and about how long did you live in that house in Europe?
And in Europe, I think, I don't know about how many years, but it was a long time.
And what kind of work did your father do in Europe?
He used to work a little just like here, the express. He delivered these goods to the stores and then taking the...
Balagola?
Yeah.
And what languages were spoken in your home?
Jewish.
Yiddish? No no German,
no,
or Polish, or
no,
Russian, only
Yiddish.
No. And did you have any kind of schooling in Europe?
Jewish school.
Went to Hebrew,
Jewish,
Seder?
Yeah.
With a rabbi or with a lady?
With a lady. No, I didn't tell that.
A rabbi?
I didn't tell that.
First. Hebrew and Yiddish.
Yeah.
And do you remember what the shul in your town was like?
No, it wasn't.
And
it was just like here in America.
And you can picture, you can remember the shul. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And was
like
there
that.
More than one shul in your town?
Oh, yeah. It was. See, we were just like here. This is Kwalil, and there's Abdiel. Then Abdiel, it was Trishon. And that we used to live, it was two. Big shul.
So five shuls in your town.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you remember any relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
No.
Any goyim?
No.
You don't remember?
No,
no neighbors that were goyim or anything?
No. We were all the single Jewish. See, there's a different thing.
Some villages had mostly Jews.
Mostly Jewish, and some had mostly.
And yours was mostly Jewish. Do you remember whether your father belonged to any Zionist organizations in Europe?
No.
And you remember anything about the government of your country in relationship to the Jews? Were they, were there any pogroms or anything like that?
In the hard time, I don't think so, it was pogroms. But after then, the German came in.
What did you think about America at that time when you were still in Europe? What did you think America was?
Well, I belonged so much to America, then I could then I'll come in here, then I'll make so much money, then I'll be able to do something for the people. See, and my mother was leaving that time, and she said, for her life, then she can't see that our children should go to so far from the know. Then I left her to America the same year before she just died.
After she died,
after
then
she
you went.
Died.
Waited for her. And why did you leave?
Because
then?
It was the German came in that time. And my mother was dead, and we were seven children at home. Then I was figuring that I'll, because I didn't know anything about it till the last minute that I'm going to America, because after all I was young and I didn't have no money. But my father and my sister told me that I'm going to America.
And did you have a definite destination? Did you know where in the United States you were coming?
I was going to New York because I had relatives to Ekron, but I didn't have the address. Then I was figuring I'll come to New York. It was my father's cousin. And they'll send me, then I'll come, then I'll find out for my aunt in New York. But when I came to New York, I was a big time in
Ellis Island. Ellis Island.
Yeah. I see the one, but he's supposed to take me off. Then he didn't know me, and I forgot already about my father. In that time, they were afraid to take the relatives up because maybe they'll have to feed him all the life. Then I was a big time. Till I suppose it was going to find out from everybody that they know me. Nobody know me, but they knew it my father. Then when he came, then I was in one place and he was in the other place. And they asked me if I know him, but I told him I don't know him. And then I was waiting that long, and that was a German woman, but she used to take care of me. I says, I have money, and I would like to go to my relatives in Echo. She says, no, this is a thing where you can do it. You'll get your job here, and you'll stay here with us, and you'll find out why the relatives in here, they don't want to accept you. But then they came.
Who was the woman? She was working there.
She was working there. Yeah, they had a special woman, I suppose, for the
Jewish who spoke German. And when you came from Europe, were you by yourself or were with the group traveling together?
It was a couple, about five people in different places.
And how did you come by boat from Bremen?
By boat.
From Bremen to New York?
No,
to New York?
What do you mean by Bremen?
Where did you get the boat in Europe? Do you remember what?
Where? Do
you remember how you got from your town to the boat? How did
train.
You go? By train. And then how did you finally get out of Ellis Island? Did finally the relatives?
The relatives came and he took me out. And I was there for a couple days. And then I had money and I came without shoes. It was 3 weeks I was on the boat. And then I left in Europe, you know, then I didn't have no good shoes either. Not but I didn't have no money, but it was you couldn't buy it there. Then I came, then I says, I've got money, and the only thing I want you should go and buy me. Then my cousin says to me, what do you have to go and buy? Then you go take home, they'll buy it. Then they gave me a pair of shoes, and I put it on, and I was sick that time for a couple of weeks till they swelled. And I was honest to God, that was a terrible thing.
And
that's
then,
my sister. Did you meet my sister?
Yeah.
And then, did you bring any papers or any things with you from Europe that you brought along with you?
No, this I don't remember.
No candlesticks or something like that special?
No, this I was glad they let me keep these things when I...
When you came here, was your name the same as it was in Europe? Or did you change it?
Kalecka.
And did you keep it that same name when you came here? Until you got married.
No, then
so
I think
changed
I have to change the name.
What did you change it to?
Kaplan.
Now, do you remember what first impressed you when you came to the United States?
Well, when I came to the United States, of course, I was green.
Did you get to see anything in New York?
No, I didn't see anything.
How about in Akron?
Well, in Akron, that was great, yeah.
What impressed you? How did it look to you?
I was between a family and my aunt and uncle, because they were glad to see me there. It was a different thing. It was just like my home.
But I mean, as far as the country, how did...
Very nice. I liked it very nice.
And when you first came to Pittsburgh, why did you come to Pittsburgh, and how did Pittsburgh seem compared to Akron?
Because, I was a dressmaker. And then my sister came, and she couldn't find anything in the Akron. Then they decided to come here to Pittsburgh because here is more where she could sew, do things. Then we came here to Pittsburgh.
You were both dressmakers?
Yes.
And do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
I remember.
What was it like? What did you do? How did you... Where did you go? To whom?
Oh, they went to.
Did you know anybody here that you were going to?
Yes, I knew a couple of people.
And was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you in those first 5 years?
No, the only thing that I was lonesome for family. Otherwise, I haven't got anything against the United States.
And was there any time during those first 5 years that you thought you were being unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No, I didn't.
And after you had lived here in the United States for 5 years, did you think that you had accomplished what you came to find? You were working in Akron, too?
Right.
Now, when you first came to Pittsburgh, where did you live here?
Where we used to live, I don't remember. I think in Pine Street. On Center Avenue.
And about how long did you live there? You stayed with another family?
I was in another family.
And then when you got your own home and apartment was when you got married?
Yeah, yeah.
And on Robert Street. And how did you rent your first apartment or a house? And you told me that you were a dressmaker when you first came.
Yes.
And did you have training for this in Europe yet before you came? Were at the school or at home?
No, it was private places. You know, we used to go to learn there for 3 years.
Oh, you went right to a dressmaker, like an apprentice.
Yeah.
And when you first came to Pittsburgh, then you also were a dressmaker. And you remember how much you earned here in Pittsburgh, your first job?
My first job, it was 25.
And do you remember the hours that you worked?
Regular hours.
Did you ever have to work on Saturdays or holidays?
Oh, Saturdays, yes.
And how long did you stay working as a dressmaker here in Pittsburgh?
Here in Pittsburgh,
then
we got
here,
I think,
about
5 years.
I didn't got any papers. About 5 years. 1926.
Did you ever belong to any kind of a union?
No.
And did you keep on working after you were married?
No.
If you had this to do over again, would you have liked to have done something different than dressmaking?
No, I would. I was dressmaking.
And did you have any schooling here in Pittsburgh?
I tried to go, but I didn't. It made it too long. Mm-hmm. I was. First thing is, I had to work hard because I sent it a lot of money to York, and then I sent money for my sister to bring over here.
How did you learn to speak English?
Well, when I was in Akron, and I always used to work with the gentle people.
And did you learn to write the English?
Yes, I wrote
here.
It, yes.
But on your own, you didn't go to school at all here?
I went to school.
A little bit. Night school?
But to say it didn't came into my head.
Well, it's hard when you're working all day. Do you remember where it was that you went to night school?
In Franklin School.
Also. Did you have any non-Jewish classmates in the class with you?
Yeah.
Did you used to do anything, see them outside of school at all?
No.
And you didn't go to any Hebrew school you were already to?
No.
And did you ever go to any concerts in the early years? And did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Yes,
to the Yiddish theater. And did you go to any other theater in Pittsburgh before Yiddish?
Yes,
sometimes. Did you go to any lectures? Do you remember where you went?
No, yes, I didn't.
And did you ever go to the library?
Yeah,
you did go into the
The Irene Coffin Center. And did you ever read any of the Pittsburgh newspapers in those early years?
Yes.
Now, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Yes.
In what ways Were you religious?
Yeah, well, I was say.
Kosher home?
Kosher home. Still working and then that.
And did you change any of your religious practices during the first
no,
5 years that no, you came here?
No.
Did you attend the synagogue here in
yes.
Pittsburgh? Which one did you go to before?
Before?
Before you were married, did you go to a synagogue?
No.
When you got married, where did you...
To before, members in the Shalom, and then your members not in the Shalom.
And how often did you go to shul when you first, in the early days, when you first came
about
to Pittsburgh?
About 3 times a year.
And you still keep on the kashrus and the seders and everything
up, yes,
in your home.
Yes.
Now, did you have any change in your health due to the change of the weather or the food
yes,
when you first came to Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't.
And who did you go to for medical care? What doctor did you use in Pittsburgh? Were near where you lived?
No, they wasn't near.
And did you belong to any organizations like Zionist groups or labor groups?
To the Zionist
early?
Group. Yes.
Which, the Pioneer Women? Or
no,
Paul Sian?
It was a young town.
Remember the name of?
The Young Zionist.
Young Zionist.
Young Zionist.
Organizations that you belong to that give charity, and you have Pushkis. Do you remember
the name of the Pushkis?
I have.
Do you remember
Pushkis.
The names of
Pushkis,
the Pushkis that you, the first ones that you had?
Well, they from Israel, the blue one,
Janet.
And then I had a couple from Israel, but they used to come and collect the Shivas.
And did you contribute any other way beside the Pushkis?
No, this is, I think,
I had
a family, but every penny what I could do it, to have it, you know, the baby saying you're Jewish, first you have to build your home.
That's right.
Then
I
couldn't,
give it to the cancer fund.
That's now.
That time, that every penny, I sent it away, $100 to my father, the surprise to peace, and then the $100 came, then he was dead, then they didn't give him the $100. The $100 came back from the beginning, $5.
And do you remember any places where you used to go, either before you were married with your girlfriends or your sisters,
no,
or right after you were married, any places that you used to go for?
Friends, they used to come to
and homes. And you didn't participate in any sports or anything?
No.
Had you heard of the YMCA or any other non-Jewish organizations? Did you have any? And you mentioned the local meeting places of the Irene Kaufman settlement, and near there. Were there any other places?
What do you call the?
The Chinese district.
No, I've just been on Robert Street or Miller Street. The it was a Jewish place.
And how did you meet people during those first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Where?
The
friends' home?
It was a lot of lunch, like we used to come together.
Lyceum.
Yeah,
Lyceum. And were you friendly with any non-Jewish friends at work? From work?
From work and even today.
And they're still,
friends?
And did you have any other family here in Pittsburgh beside you and your sister? And with whom did you celebrate the Seders then, before you were married, wherever you were living?
They used to
knowledge.
And we were invited if we so right and if not we celebrate ourselves.
And did you, you told me you kept up contacts with your family in Europe, by letters and sending money. And to any other part of the world, did you write to anybody else? Did you have any other family somewhere else?
I had two brothers in Venezuela, but one passed away a couple of years ago.
But they were there at the time that you first came here?
When I came here, they were in Europe. When I was here already, then they sent it over and they came to Venezuela.
Two brothers. And you are an American citizen? And how did you get your citizenship, on your own or with your husband?
No, I didn't let to take it out the first one because she was a citizen. I took it out on the second.
She did come with a new role.
Yeah.
Every each one has
suffered.
Before they used to be to submit an American citizen, she became closer to the citizen.
And you remember when you first voted? Remember what party you first belonged to?
To the Democrats.
And you weren't active, though, in the politics.
No.
And your husband already told me how you met him, so you met him. Now, how did you happen to go to his brother's house, though? How did you know his brother?
Well, how did I know his brother? He used to stay in a place, and his sister-in-law used to come down.
Yes.
And then I used to do some dressmaking in the home after work.
Uh-huh.
She came down to fix something or to make something, I don't remember. And that's amazing.
And you were about 25, and your husband was about 29, and married about 1926. And you know each other about 7 or 8 years. See, this is easy, because I have you both, but 1, 2, 3. And if you had stayed in Europe, do you think your marriage would have been arranged through a shatkin in your town? Were most of the marriages arranged or not?
This is a thing what I can say.
You don't remember people that got married at home?
Well, yeah, a lot of people. My older brother got married.
That was right.
Yeah.
And but did some people you know in your town in Europe
pick
their own?
There's a lot of them. Yeah.
Some picked their own. So about half
the same.
And did your husband... was your husband were you attracted to your husband because he came from that same part of Europe at all? Would that give you something in common?
No, I didn't.
And did anybody you know marry any non-Jews in those times?
Nobody. I hope they got some
grandchildren. And were there any... What were your problems of adjustment during the first 5 years of marriage? Did you?
No, I didn't have any.
No. And you both made the decisions, your husband says? And was that about the same as your home in Europe?
Yes.
Or did your father used to make the decisions in Europe?
No, my dad. Well, I remember, then it wasn't any difference.
About the same. And you told me about the schooling of the children was the same? How about the way you raised your children as compared to the way
it's
you were raised?
It's a lot of difference.
All right, now what was the main difference, would you say?
Well, it's just like day and night.
Can you pinpoint it?
It's a difference. It's a difference the way I raised my children. It's a difference now.
I don't mean, the radio and television and that, but I mean in terms of the relationships
the religion, they were all school, and they always used to know that it's a Jewish home, and they,
So you tried to raise them
as much
the way that you were. And did you have any special problems in raising the children because you were an immigrant?
Didn't.